That was a really good lesson that we just heard from my brother Aubrey Smith about desiring the office of an elder. I think it's very important for us as men to desire the office of an elder, not just older men, but us younger men as well, because like he said, we need to plan something like that out, and we need to strive and aim our lives in that direction. But as we continue on this evening, I want us to consider the reasons for having elders in a short lesson that I've entitled, When Shepherds Don't Show. So if you'd like to follow along in your Bibles, the first passage of Scripture that we're going to be taking a look at this evening comes from 1 Peter chapter 5. I'm going to be reading from verses 1 through 4 there. So starting in verse 1, the Bible reads, "The elders who are among you I exhort, I, who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away." So the first thing that we need to take notice of in this passage is the mention of the chief shepherd, which if you look, you'll see in verse 4. So the chief shepherd, this is Jesus Christ. And Christ is the one and only head of the church. Nowhere in Scripture are you going to find anything about another man sitting as the head of the church. But at the same time, just because we have a chief shepherd in Jesus Christ, this does not mean that other men are not charged with the responsibility of shepherding the flock. So let's focus our attention together this evening on not only the command that Peter gives, but the people that Peter gives this command to. Peter is specifically addressing the elders at the beginning of verse 1. In verse 2, we see a command given to the elders. And this command is to shepherd the flock of God, which is among you. Now, this is the basic job of the eldership, to shepherd a congregation of the Lord's church. In other words, they are to care for, they are to love, they are to guide the congregation that they are shepherding. And this might seem pretty simple, but this brings us to two questions that I want us to focus our time on this evening. The first question is, why do congregations need elders? And the second question is, what happens when the shepherds don't fulfill their responsibilities? We must begin by realizing that this is not a new idea for the new covenant. We can see a pattern in the Scripture where God intended for certain people to be shepherds of his flock long before Peter ever wrote this letter. Now, there are many different figures in the Bible that served as shepherds, and some of these range from kings, prophets, apostles, and Jesus himself, as we just saw in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4. Looking back to the Old Covenant, two examples that I'll give are Moses and David. In Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 11, Moses is called the shepherd of Israel. And in 2 Samuel 5 and verse 2, David is also referred to as a shepherd. And then when we jump back to the New Testament in 1 Peter chapter 5, Peter is addressing elders, and these are the men that are charged with shepherding the flock of God today. So we can see that shepherding isn't new, but rather God has had different men hold this type of responsibility now for millennia. So looking back to the Old Testament scriptures is how we're going to answer our two questions. In regards to the first question of why do we need them, turn your Bibles to Zechariah chapter 10 and verse 2. This verse, I think, pretty plainly and straightforwardly answers our question. Zechariah chapter 10 and verse 2 says, "For the idols speak delusion, the diviners envision lies and tell false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore the people wend their way like sheep. They are in trouble, because there is no shepherd." Now, the word in this verse, which is translated as "in trouble" in the New King James, is the Hebrew word anah. And pretty much just like any other word that you're going to find in the original manuscripts of the Bible, it isn't always translated the same way in our English versions of the Bible. So let me give you a few different ways that it's translated in some English versions. The New King James, like I said, renders the word as "in trouble." The Geneva Bible translates the word as "trouble." The ESV, the ASV, and the NASV all say "afflicted." The NIV says "oppressed," and Darby translates the word as "in distress." So the point that I'm trying to make here is that you can pick from a lot of different English translations, but you're not going to find a translation that's going to make this situation here sound like a good thing. That's because it's not a good situation. And we don't have to wonder why that is either, because the verse answers why this is. If you look back to it, it says there at the end, "They are in trouble, because there is no shepherd." So this will serve as the answer to question one. We see what happens when the sheep don't have a shepherd. So now we will try to answer our second question, and that is, what happens if we have shepherds, but those shepherds do not fulfill their responsibilities. For this, we're going to look at Ezekiel chapter 34. And in Ezekiel chapter 34, I'm going to start off by reading the first five verses of that chapter. Starting in verse 1, the Bible says, "And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God to the shepherds, Woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost. But with force and cruelty you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the beasts of the field when they were scattered." Now, I'm not going to have a big commentary on this because I think this is pretty straightforward, and I think it's pretty plain what happens when the shepherds don't fulfill their responsibility. But I do want to make note of one important thing that I saw here. If you have your Bibles out, I want you to take a look at verse 2. When you look at verse 2, we see the command from the Lord to prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. In that same verse, we also see the words, "Woe to the shepherds of Israel." So we know that there are shepherds present because of the way they are addressed in the passage. But then if you look at verse 5, we see the phrase, "They were scattered because there was no shepherd." So why does the passage talk as though there are shepherds in verses 1 through 4? And then when we get to verse 5, we see this phrase that says there aren't any shepherds. Well, the reason for this is because there is no difference. If you have shepherds and they're not doing their job and they're not doing what they're supposed to do, you really don't have any shepherds at all. So to review, why is this topic of eldership such a big deal? Well, it's a big deal because of the reasons that we just saw, the way we just answered those two questions. Congregations will be much better off if they have responsible, godly men in the leadership role that's actually authorized by the Scriptures. Now, I also do understand that an eldership is not something that's attainable overnight, and not every congregation can just wake up and have them. But we also need to make sure that we're viewing the eldership in the right kind of way. I think that's the first step. We need to remember that elders are not something that we should simply view as a want, but instead, elders are something that we need to be viewing as a need. Thank you.